Well, Francis Creek Mining, Territory Iron, have been pretty good communicators all the way along the line. And since they first set up, they called a meeting of the businesses, I think it was last Friday, and advised at that meeting that they would be closing their operations starting to close down from now, and that basically it would be all over by November, apart from a small exploration crew and an environmental crew to look after the mine shutdown. Sad to see. Territory Iron have been extremely good corporate citizens in Pine Creek. They've supported all of the community functions. They've provided services. They've had a groundbreaking Indigenous training program that's been great for the Indigenous people of town. And they really have put an effort in. Last December they said their workforce was around 320, and by November this year it'll be down to 20. So you can imagine there'll be a major impact on the town.
With that in mind, what has the reaction been like within the Pine Creek community?
Certainly regret all around. You know, they were Territory Iron were held in high regard, and you know, they earned that reputation. They've done a good job, and you know, but you can't beat economics. Iron ore price of around $90. They quoted that they're mining a head grade of around 53%. We'll compare that to what's being mined in the Pilbara. You know, the strip ratios here are a hell of a lot higher than they are in the Pilbara, and you know, you're up against the heavyweights, you're up against the low head grade, and you know, you're up against the big stockpiles in China. Yeah, that's they're all the economic factors that affect this operation.
Have they given any indication whether operations will resume at some point? That they are keeping a skeleton staff on, as you understand it. Are they leaving the door open for the mine to restart at some point?
Well, you'd think that if the iron ore price crept back, and it did get up around the 120 again, then maybe there is an option to reopen.
And did you get that sense from them?
I actually asked that question at the meeting, and had they done any long term projections, and they said that they couldn't see any short term change. But I just, they've got some mechanical construction work ongoing at the moment. They're going to complete that. They're not just walking out. So, the signs are good that if the economics came back, that maybe the mine would reopen. I mean, certainly the town is hoping that would be the case. But all of the time while this is going on, the iron ore price is decreasing, and You can't mine if you can't make money, and it's a simple fact. I've been in the game for mining industry now for 44 years, and I've seen it up and down, and it's all related to commodity prices.
You have had a long connection with both the mining industry and the community here of Pine Creek. In your opinion, just how serious is this particular downturn for the town?
Well, it's any closure of a mine is serious. It'll have a big economic impact, and it'll affect the social fabric of the town. You can't take that number of people out of a town and not have an impact. But Pine Creek's a resilient town. It was founded on the mining industry and the railways, and it will continue. It'll always be a mining town, and it's got a good heart and. And it's got a strong community.
Who do you think will be most heavily impacted by the closure?
Well, certainly the licensed outlets, the entertainment factor and that goes on. I mean, we've got three licensed outlets, clubs in that in town, and if you count the turf club, it's four. Plus there's the supermarket has a liquor trading licence. So, and with it, taking 300 people out of the town, that's... the end of a hard day, it's working out in the sun and so on. There's nobody to slate the thirst, and so it will certainly have an effect on the licensed outlets and the stores. They'd buy their drinks and their iced coffees and that from the store and the service station, and the fuel sales from the two or three outlets in town. And so it'll have a big impact all the way around.